Webworks. He's got our Montague Webworks website of the week here at Bear Country 95.3. Hey, Mick.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, and how are you?
Mick runs in the door with about a minute to spare.
That's right. Running through the raindrops.
He's quick. He's quick, like doing action online that you can do by checking out this website that he has for us this week.
And talk about action. So this weekend, I went away on a sort of a cabin camping trip, and the person that owned the place brought in a guy to do a talk about black bears.
Hmm.
And the guy's name is Ben Killam. So that's the website of the week. It's Ben, B-E-N, mm-hmm. Killam, K-I-L-H-A-M, as in Michael or MontagueWebworks.com. So BenKillam.com.
Okay, and what are we going to find there?
Well, it's kind of a sparse site. The guy is not obviously a web guy. I mean, he hangs out in the woods with bears and studies them. So there's a bunch of links here for black bear behavior, understanding bear behavior. He's done two National Geographic specials and one for the Discovery Channel, mm-hmm. and he wrote a book on the subject. So you can buy copies of the DVDs. He's got his book up there, but he says that it's out of print, so I guess you could pop over to Amazon if you wanted to find it.
Now, is he from around here?
He's from New Hampshire.
Where'd you find this guy?
Lyme, New Hampshire. Well, he was just there when I got there.
Oh, okay.
Giving
All right.
a talk.
Oh, I thought he was a friend of yours.
No. The guy that we went to his place is a friend of mine. He's he's sort of related to the family, but
and that's where you met the
he
bear.
He knows
guy.
Ben.
Okay.
Going back years, and he's like, I've been wanting to get this guy out here to do a talk.
And he talked about bears?
And he talked about black bears. And he said, amazing guy, really quite amazing guy, very smart. He goes off into the woods every day for like 2 hours where he lives.
And where does he live?
For years and years, Lyme, New Hampshire.
Oh, he lives in New Hampshire too, okay.
Yeah. And he's been doing this now for, I don't know, about 25 years, 30 years, whatever. He writes down every interaction that he sees the black bears on his property have, and he writes it down in a logbook. And he says that he's logged about 15,000 interactions.
Wow.
Or maybe it was 100. No, it was probably 15,000, but quite a lot.
Yeah.
Really smart guy.
Huh.
So I thought this was interesting because we have black bears down here.
Of course we do, yeah.
And people don't know much about them. They just think that they're nuisances that come in and want to, you know, knock over
their... Wrecking my bird feeder.
That's right, the bird feeder. And, you know, if you do honey, you know,
yep.
you have the bee honeycombs and stuff. So
destroy those.
Right, so there are things that you can learn from BenKillam.com. You know, you read, there's a couple of articles up there, you get the thing, and you understand what it is that they're looking after. And bears are smart and actually very gentle creatures and very just creatures. And apparently the whole thing with black bears is about food sharing.
Hmm.
Because, you know, there are times a year where there's no food and seasons where there's food and no food. And
sure.
They have...
And they hibernate, right?
And they hibernate, right. Yeah, we know that about bears.
Well,
you're mocking me now.
No, of course not.
But they share food, so in times of low food source, they go across into each other's territories,
mm-hmm.
and there's an understanding that they won't attack because maybe that bear over there has got more bushes than, you know, this year, more trees, you know, the birch over there and the oak over here, and so they have this understanding that they're willing to share their food source because they know that next year maybe they're the ones that have to go into the other bear's territory. And so when you leave stuff out, they think that you're sharing with them.
Oh, interesting.
That's the way it works. So if you don't leave anything out, they won't bother you because there's no food there. But they think that you're being nice to them, and in a way you are. And they don't know how to, you know, gently open your bird feeder to pour the stuff out. They're bears. They just knock it down.
Yeah. Thanks.
Eat it. So right.
Thanks.
So really, really interesting talk. And he gives presentations. He's willing to drive down here and give one, especially to law enforcement, who's often called to take care of a bear situation.
Right. Nuisance bear.
Nuisance bear, you know, so bring your gun and shoot the sucker, and that's not the way to do it. So,
right.
So he likes to give these for...
He's got some other options.
He's got other options, right.
Now, so his name again is Ben?
Ben Killam, K-I-L-H-A-M, and the website is benkillam.com.
And you try and talk him into a new fancy website for Montague Webworks?
Yeah, I've looked at it and said, dude, this guy needs help in that realm. But it's serviceable, and the links all work, and it's good stuff. A lot of photos. Go check out the photos. It's really cool.
All right. Mick from Montague Webworks. Remember, Montague Webworks is on our 30% off store over at bear953.com. You know, I mentioned Mick creating this guy's website or helping this guy's website. He can help out your website too. If he needs some work, Mick is the guy to talk to right here in this area, and he can repair your website at a 30% off discount with those gift certificates over at the Bear website, bear953.com. It's 757.